Good morning. This is Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel from Ballston Lake, New York, and I'm your pastor for today. There was a woman sitting in front of me. She was broken and weeping. There was a man in her life who had lied to her, had taken from her, and abused her, a man who was intent on destroying her life. A man who was her enemy. Have you ever had anyone in your life like that? Did that person ever make you feel as if you just wanted to say, God, get them out of my life? And maybe even more, made you feel inside like they should go to hell. And you found yourself praying, God, they deserve to be damned. Not only take them out of my life, send them where they belong. They're my enemy. Jesus taught us how to pray for our enemies. Here's what he said. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Jesus gave us an example of how to pray like that when he was on the cross. Do you remember what he said as he looked out over those, a crowd of people that had been responsible for him being nailed to the cross? And he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. How could Jesus pray that way? How could this, in some strange way, show us the heart of God the Father? Are you saying right now, I don't get it? Here's what it's like. A different way to think about it. There was a man who built a house out near the country. And in this story, he spent a lot of money, time, but also he gave of himself to create a house that was beautiful and functional. And he sold it. The people that bought his house trashed it. They had a mortgage from the bank, but they trashed the house. They brought animals into the house. There were goats in the house, goats in the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom even. And they tore the house up from the inside out. And the outside, it's a mess as well. And when the people lost the house, the bank had to sell it. And when people came to look at it, there were lots of people that weren't interested. But the man who had built the house looked at it, and he could almost see what it had been when he'd finished it. And as he looked at it, there was a desire inside of him that welled up, and he said, I want to buy back this house, and I'm going to restore it. And then I'm going to come live in it so that no one can ever destroy it again. I want to restore my house. And that's how God looks at people who are his enemies. That's how Jesus looked at the people who nailed him to the cross, his enemies. And when he prayed, Father, forgive them for their sins, that forgiveness is inseparably linked with the desire to see people reconciled to God the Father, and not only reconciled, but ultimately to be restored so that the beauty and the fullness of God's image would be restored in them. When we have people in our lives who become our enemies and we feel the awfulness and the evil, God wants to be able to help us enter into his heart, which looks beyond the immediate response of wanting to judge, destroy, and says, oh God, would you please restore.